ever walked into an all-you-can-eat buffet while working on your fitness goals, you probably know the feeling, that little panic. How am I supposed to make smart food choices here? Or is this going to sabotage my progress? This episode is all about helping you stay on track with your arm-toning goals, even when you're in high-risk food situations like buffets, social events, or vacations.
You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 64. Today, we're talking about something that throws a lot of women off track when they're trying to tone their arms and build consistent habits: eating at a buffet. I'm going to walk you through why buffets can trigger anxiety when you're trying to tone your arms after 50, what it is about unstructured eating that feels unsafe, why relying on strict rules or dieting isn't the long-term solution, and how to build self-trust so you can eat in any situation and still feel in control. By the end of this episode, you'll have a mindset shift around buffets, and I'll give you a simple step-by-step plan to eat at a buffet without giving up your progress, your confidence, or your vision of having strong, sculpted arms. Let's talk about something most women don't realize is getting in the way of their arm toning progress: the craving for structure when it comes to food. When you're trying to get strong, sculpted arms, especially after 50, it's totally normal to want someone to just tell you exactly what to eat. You want the plan, the meal guide, the rules, the control. It feels safer. That's why for years, diet books have topped bestseller lists. Because we think, if someone else tells me exactly what to eat and when, then I won't mess up. But here's what I want you to see. It's not the plan that makes you feel safe. It's the illusion of control. When the decisions are already made for you, there's less mental load, fewer choices to navigate, and that makes it feel easier to stay on track. But that doesn't mean it actually is easier, and definitely doesn't mean it's sustainable. Because the second you step into a situation with more choices, like a buffet, a dinner out, or a weekend at your sister's where snacks are everywhere, you start thinking, I can't trust myself. I'm not strong enough without structure. But that's not true. The amount of food in front of you isn't the problem. Whether you're staring down chicken and veggies or ribs, pasta, and dessert, it's all just food. The buffet? That's neutral. The table spread at the party? Neutral. Even your fridge at home? Still neutral. What makes it feel hard is the story you're telling yourself in that moment. If your thought is, well, it's a buffet, I may as well go all in, or I already blew it, that creates the feeling of powerlessness. And it's that feeling, not the food, that leads to overeating, quitting on your goals, or waking up the next morning feeling frustrated. It's not the buffet that breaks your momentum. It's what you're thinking while you're standing there with a plate in your hand. And the good news, you can change that, because the more you learn to lead yourself, even in unstructured moments, the stronger your arms and your mindset become. Let's get one thing straight. It's not that you can eat as much as you want at a buffet. It's not that they can offer as much as they want, but you still get to decide how much you actually eat. That choice is always yours. It's an internal decision. When you start to see buffets as neutral, just food on a table, nothing more, you take your power back. You might have chosen to be there, or maybe it was just part of the day's plan. Either way, you're never powerless. But you do have to check in with your thoughts ahead of time, because if you walk in thinking, I'm never going to be able to stop, you're setting yourself up to feel resigned. When you feel resigned, you give up on your plan and you eat until you're beyond full. Or maybe your thought is, I always lose control at buffets, which creates that heavy, hopeless feeling. When you feel hopeless, your actions follow. Hello, second and third plate. Even a seemingly harmless thought, like, I'll just start fresh tomorrow, might feel like relief in the moment, but that usually turns into regret later when you're stuffed and frustrated. Here's what I want you to remember. Even when it feels like the food is calling the shots, you're the one in charge. That buffet is just a table with options. Your body still has its own internal thermostat. Your hunger and fullness cues are always there, waiting to be listened to. It doesn't matter how many trays of food there are or how many people are going back for seconds. Your body is still your business, and your power is never in what's on the table. It's in what you think about what's on the table. Buffets don't make you overeat. Telling yourself that you've already lost, that's what makes you overeat. Instead of panicking, I want you to pause, breathe, and remind yourself, this is just food, and I know how to take care of myself, even here. Let's talk about buffets, but honestly, this applies to any situation where you're not in control of the menu. A friend's house, a restaurant, a party, anywhere someone else is deciding what's being served. We get in our heads about it like it's this huge obstacle, but it's not. A buffet is literally just a bunch of food options laid out in front of you. That's it. Kind of like a restaurant menu, only instead of reading about the food, you can actually see and smell it. Now, here's what's funny. We act like buffets are some kind of trap, but they're really no different than a menu. Think about it. When you go out to eat, you don't order five entrees just because they all sound good. You don't get the chicken and the pasta and the burger and the steak just because they're listed. That would be wild and expensive. You read the menu, pick what sounds good, and move on. The buffet just makes those options visible, but your job is still the same. Check in with your body, ask what it actually wants, and choose what's going to feel good during the meal and after. When you're standing in front of all that food, just remind yourself, this is the same as reading a menu. I'm still in charge. What you eat has nothing to do with what's in front of you. It has everything to do with how connected you are to your hunger, your fullness, and your goals. Buffets don't take away your power. You don't have to sample everything just because it's there. You've got a vision. You're learning to listen to your body. And girl, listen, you can absolutely trust yourself, even here. All right, my friends, here's what I want you to do next time you're at a buffet, a potluck, or really anywhere with a ton of food options in front of you. Look for your food, not just what's available, not just what looks good, not just what everyone else is grabbing. I'm talking about the kind of food your body actually feels good eating. The food won't leave you feeling bloated or overly full. The food that supports your energy, your strength, your arm-toning goals, and doesn't leave you with crazy cravings 30 minutes later. Before you even pick up a plate, check in with your hunger. Use your hunger scale. Where are you? Are you actually hungry? Or are you just eating because it's there? Or is it because someone else is paying? Because you feel like you should. You know this, but it's worth repeating. If you're not hungry, your body isn't ready for more food. That means anything you eat beyond that is extra. Extra that's not helping you tone your arms or feel strong or stay in alignment with your goals. Here's the part that so many women skip. You can plan ahead. If you know there's a big dinner coming or a party later in the day, you don't have to walk in starving or overly full. You can work backwards and eat just enough throughout the day so that when it's time for the event, you're naturally hungry, but not ravenous. That way, you're in the perfect mindset to make intentional choices. Now you're at the buffet, right? You're grounded. You're hungry, but not desperate. You scan the options and you choose the foods that feel aligned. That might include something fun or different than usual, and that's totally fine. You can enjoy new flavors and still honor your fullness. Because here's the truth, your body only has so much space. Whether it's salmon or lasagna or a little dessert, you still have a limit. Just because you can go back up 5 times doesn't mean you should. You'd never order 5 entrees at a restaurant just because they sounded good. Same rule here. Buffets aren't about piling your plate high just because it's all you can eat. They're just a table of options. Your job is to choose what you want, enjoy it fully, and stop when you're comfortably full. And one more thing, you'll enjoy your food way more when you don't overeat. Cramming past fullness doesn't make the experience better. It actually makes it worse. The more you eat past that sweet spot, the less you taste and the more disconnected you feel from your body. So your job, find that sweet spot. Eat what feels good. Enjoy every bite and leave feeling proud, powerful, and totally aligned with the woman that you're becoming. Here's what I want you to carry with you moving forward. There are going to be plenty of chances to practice everything we talked about today. Maybe it's a buffet. Maybe it's a dinner out with coworkers where you didn't get to pick the menu. Maybe it's a holiday at your sister's or a big family gathering where the table is packed with options. It doesn't matter what the setup is, the approach stays the same. You go in checking in with you. You assess your own hunger, not based on what's being served, but based on what your body is telling you. You scan the food, take a breath, and decide from your higher self, the version of you who's showing up for her goals, the one who wants strong, sculpted arms and a healthy relationship with food. You choose what supports that. You take a portion, you sit down, and you savor it. Not on autopilot, no mindless eating, just you, your food, and your future self. Here's the big one. Just because more food is available doesn't mean it's meant for you. You don't owe the buffet anything. You don't owe the host anything. When your body says you're satisfied, you're done. Mentally, the kitchen is closed, even if the serving table is still open for another hour. The next time one of these moments comes up, I want you to think ahead, visualize it, decide the next steps you're going to take. Show up like the woman who knows how to fuel her body and honor her goals. And then write to me and let me know how it goes. I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing your wins and your mindset shifts. That's it for this episode. But before I go, I want to mention that it's not too late to get in Arms by Christine. If you're ready to go deeper into your habits, your mindset, and your results, just reach out and I'll send over the details. You've got this, my friend. Your next opportunity to lead yourself is right around the corner. Let's keep building those arms and the trust that goes with them.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.